Evening with a low of 66 and another nice one on Friday, sunny with a high of around 89. Currently it's 85 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. We have Daryl Borks from the Poets Bookshelf segment coming up later this half hour. At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me this afternoon in the KRVS studios are Mariusz Smoly, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, and Eric Wong, who is from Lafayette but is a member of the Linden Quartet, who is here to open the chamber music series of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. It will be at the ACA. You're having your chamber series there throughout the year. Well, Mariusz, tell us about that chamber series, why you all started it, and what you hope people will get from this series.
Yes, thank you very much for having us in the studio this afternoon. This is the second year of our chamber music series at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, and the reason is simple. There's such a wealth of wonderful literature that has been written for ensembles smaller than the symphony orchestra or smaller than the chamber orchestra, and having the musical resources here, plus the guest artists that we are able to invite, we can establish a very special series that is just devoted to chamber music, which is also my personal passion. You know, I came to this country as a member of the Penderecki String Quartet and played a lot of quartets, trios, and chamber music, and I believe it's really one of the most beautiful experience one can have, sitting close to a small group of players performing really the masterworks of the best composer that ever lived. Mm-hmm. We did it, as I said, first time last year. It was very successful lounge, and we are coming back to the same concept of presenting four different performances during the year, highlighting different aspects of chamber music. And this Saturday, it's the first concert in this new series.
Well, it's interesting you talk about that literature, because it is a vast literature for chamber
music—incredibly vast.
Small groups, duos, quartets, larger small groups,
right.
Quintets, and we're not aware of that literature. It's so little played, and when we think of classical music, many of us do think of orchestral music, right. Larger sounds.
Yeah, the spectrum of what is called classical music, which is not a very good label, but mm-hmm. for the lack of another one, we're going to use it. The spectrum ranges from one performer, can be a solo pianist, solo violinist, solo cellist, to huge forces. In Berlioz Requiem, we're going to have 1,000 performers. And many composers were great at all of them. But you make very interesting note that we are not aware of this chamber music as much as we should. And actually, about 100, 200 years ago, the situation was different. People were much more aware of the chamber music works and the large symphonies, because it was much easier to produce, present a concert involving four players than involving 140 players. Mm-hmm. So the quartets by Mozart or Beethoven's and Haydn trios and sonatas were very often part of weekend activities in houses and homes of people who were interested, who can afford it, which was quite affordable. I mean, mm-hmm. till today we have, I know families in Germany would gather on Saturday and play so-called house music, which is music performed at home, and, you know, they find two violinists, one viola, one cello player, and they go and read through Mozart quartets. It's very much part of the culture, part of the tradition, part of spending time together, having quality family time, mm-hmm. having quality time with friends, and we're kind of trying to reinstitute this little bit in this very nice venue at ACA.
Right, and so the tradition is not only, I'll say, the emperor having his own house band,
yes,
but it was also families having
absolutely
members who played these instruments, and that literature was all the rage.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. and you know, middle-class families, let's call them middle-class, in late 18th, 19th century in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, also in UK or Scandinavia, that what would they do? Or if they sent children to take lessons, they will have a little gathering on Saturday, maybe not every Saturday, but quite often, and have their kids play duets, or have them trios and gather friends together, if they get enough of them, maybe they performed Mendelssohn Octet. But mm-hmm. it was very much part of the cultural fabric of almost everyday life. And the reason is that if you look at the most famous composers such as Beethoven and Mozart, I find many of the chamber music works by Beethoven and Mozart much more intriguing and interesting in a way than the symphonies. Now, we all know that Beethoven wrote 9 symphonies, but he wrote a lot of around 20 string quartets, which are phenomenal. And some of the biggest advances in his development of style, looking for musical language, happened when he was writing the string quartets. So it's very, very interesting literature, very pleasing to the ear, to the mind, and I'm delighted that we are able to bring it a little bit more to life in Lafayette.
Well, this is the first concert in the Chamber Series, as you mm-hmm. mentioned. It's called Vienna 1812 Great Classics. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this literature that you've chosen for this particular concert.
The program will be centered around the period where Beethoven, Mozart and Haydn were at their peak, and the city where they lived was Vienna. I picked the year 1812 because, not the Tchaikovsky overture, because it's exactly 200 years ago. And two central works on the program will be a string quartet by Beethoven, who was living and working there at Vienna at the time, and clarinet quintet, string quartet plus a clarinet soloist by Mozart, who of course died a few years earlier, but his music was very much alive and played in Vienna and that time. So a little journey to the past to experience music written and performed and kind of fashionable at that time and that place.
Mm. And of course, you've chosen a place that would give us a feeling of intimacy.
Absolutely.
At the Acadiana
Absolutely.
Center for the Arts. Yeah, lovely sound. And
It's important to play the music in the right circumstances, I say. If we do a religious choral work, church is the obvious choice. If you do big Beethoven symphony, Carmina Burana, you need a big hall, big space to accommodate the forces and accommodate the sound. I think it would be a mistake to put a string quartet in the stage in Hyman because this is acoustical circumstances are not right. ACA will be perfect. So if somebody is thinking about joining us on Saturday, I can assure them of really true musical feast.
If you have just tuned in, Mariusz Smoly is talking about the opening of their chamber music series. He is joined by Eric Wong, who is with us in the studio as well. Eric is from Lafayette, went to school in Lafayette, and then went off to develop his musical career in Cleveland. But you played a lot in Lafayette, Eric. I know you played with the youth orchestra, I believe, for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Yep. Tell us just a bit about your early career, and then we'll get into your career with the Linden Quartet, who will, of course, be here on Saturday.
Well, I started playing violin mostly because my older sister did. Mm-hmm. And my younger sister also ended up playing violin, and we all studied Suzuki with Lauren Baker, who's in the symphony. And we found a lot of stuff to keep us busy musically, youth orchestra, chamber music with friends. There's some community orchestras that we play with, and I eventually ended up playing with the Acadiana Symphony, which was a really great experience for me early on.
You were a soloist, right?
I did, but I was in the orchestra before that. So, and then after I went to college, I did come back and I played something with Maisha Shmoly. I thought it was a great environment musically to grow up in.
Well, and kind of what you're describing sounds like what Mariusz is talking about in Europe a couple hundred years ago. I mean, your family, your friends playing chamber music. So it's not a dead tradition. Obviously, there are quite a number of young people very interested in those musical traditions and in playing together and keeping family music alive.
I think so, yeah.
So you became more serious about it, though. This obviously a number of people do this, you know, take lessons and play in local orchestras. But at some point you decided to pursue it seriously as a career.
I did, and it was actually pretty late, I think, comparatively speaking, because I think a lot of people know or think they know when they're 10 and they decide I need to be a concert violinist mm-hmm. and go to conservatory and play in the Concertgebouw. But I really didn't decide that music was what was going to be my focus until I had to apply for colleges, basically. And I really think that it is the idea of string quartet playing that made me decide that it's something that I really wanted to do. Just because it's like he was saying, it's such a magical experience to sit down so close and have this shared experience musically, but also to share this amazing music with audiences. So I think that's the reason.
Mm. Well, and just we were talking earlier before we went on the air about, you know, some of the interviews you've heard on From the Top with young people making those kinds of decisions. And it's fascinating to hear, you know, when and how they make those decisions about music and making it a career. So you went off to Cleveland. And what school did you go to?
I went to the Cleveland Institute of Music.
Right. And what did you start doing there? Did you start playing in groups right away? I mean, is that something they offer?
I did. I mean, they have a chamber music class, so I every semester signed up for it and was playing in different quartets basically every semester because maybe they you know, maybe they just didn't work out, or we didn't have the same level of commitment, or mm-hmm. people graduated. So eventually I found this quartet. We were just members of the chamber music class, and that just became more serious.
So the people who are with you in the Linden Quartet were classmates of yours?
Right. Actually, yes. The two violinists were in the same violin studio as I was. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how do you find each other? I mean, that's a very... that's a very special relationship, you know, that kind of interplay and, you know, taste in music, I guess, and sense of relationship. How did you all find each other? I mean, what was the moment at which you kind of realized, this is good, we can play together?
I don't think there was a moment. I think it's an ongoing journey. And I think within the first year, we knew that we wanted to keep playing with each mm-hmm. other. But I think we're still rediscovering how to play with each other and about each other's musical tastes and styles and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. There was no moment, I'd have to say.
Just after several months, years, you realize, we're a quartet.
Yeah.
Well, now you eventually got your graduate degree there.
Right.
You all got your master's.
Yes.
Yes. And then you had a very special experience. You all went to Yale.
We did. We applied for a graduate string quartet residency, and we studied with the Tokyo String Quartet there.
And they've been here at the ACU.
They told us. I haven't been to the hall yet, funny enough, but they told me that the hall is great, and mm-hmm. they really enjoyed playing there, so we're excited. So we studied with them for 2 years, and we also got some experience teaching ourselves. We taught the undergrads at Yale chamber music. And that was really just such a growing and inspirational experience. So, yeah.
I think what's probably interesting a lot of people, young people right now who are listening to you who take music lessons is how calm you are about this. We're saying the words Yale, Tokyo String Quartet, and you started here in Lafayette taking lessons and playing with friends, and you have continued on. It's very possible, I guess, with dedication, with love of the music, knowing what you love about music, string quartets, what kind of music, that you really do make it to the top and get to play with people that you've heard recordings of and admired from afar. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't say that I'm at the top, but
from people looking up, yes, it does look pretty. Well, so what kinds of literature do you all play in the Linden String Quartet? Do you gravitate towards?
I mean, we love all genres, and mm-hmm. each of us loves a different genre more than the other or whatever, but we choose to play all types. On this program, we're playing two selections by living composers, which is a big passion of ours, but we also just love the Mozart, and we love playing Beethoven as well, so we try to play as many types of music as possible.
I want to tell people who might just be tuning in, my guests are Mariusz Smoly, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, and Eric Wong, who is a member of the Linden Quartet, who will be playing this Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts for the opening of the chamber series of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Eric is from Lafayette, has gone off to graduate school in Cleveland, and as he just said, taught at Yale. They went there for a special program, and have created this string quartet, the Linden Quartet. How did you all come up with the name?
It was kind of hard because we got a small concert right away after forming. And of course the presenter wanted a name because it can't just be Nameless Quartet with four performers. we really had to come up with a huge list of names that sounded good. And we just Googled them to see if they were taken, and we tried to figure out if there were any reasons why a name sounded bad or would sound bad in 20 years.
Some culture might not like this. It might mean something awful.
But I think that Linden is a tree, and it's, I think really what we're named after is the Schubert song about a Linden tree, and mm-hmm. it's just a gorgeous song, and we love the imagery in it, and so it's not like we plant linden trees in our free time, but we think it's a beautiful.
Your bows are made out of linden.
Exactly. No, it's just a beautiful image that we all share. So,
well, it's a lovely name, and to know that it has musical roots as well, it's very important to people. Yeah. So, tell us about these pieces that you're going to play. Mariusz spoke about them a little bit, but you all have obviously studied them and you like them. Tell us a bit more about them.
Well, the Beethoven we're going to play is the C minor quartet, Opus 18, number 4, which is one of his earliest quartets. And it's sort of atypical of his early quartets because most of them are in major keys and are very classical and sunny and sort of, I mean, I'm generalizing, but for the most part. But this quartet is very typical of Beethoven in that it's stormy and romantic in some ways. Which was sort of an affect that he gets into in his quartets a little bit later on. So this is a very passionate work. The last movement is sort of a gypsy dance, which is really fiery and exciting. The Mozart that we're going to play is so popular. Everyone will know it. And I think
that's
just
the one with the clarinet player.
Right. It's just, I think it's a perfect piece. It's just gorgeous from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be playing those two other pieces. The first will be Three Rags by William Bolcom, who's a composition teacher at the University of Michigan. And the rags are really take a cue from Joplin. They were originally written for piano, but we're playing the string quartet version. And I think that they're really fun and they have a lot of humor and also a lot of depth at times.
So really American chamber music.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we love playing it. And the second American selection we're going to play is by John Corigliano, who is a teacher at Juilliard. And we're going to be playing A Black November Turkey, which is was originally a choral piece, but we're, again, playing the string quartet version. And it's about chickens and turkeys, or a turkey.
So bring the children.
Yeah, it's a hoot. And then we're going to be playing Snapshot, circa 1909, which is a very introspective work and very nostalgic. And it was about his father, who was concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic, and his uncle, who was a guitarist. And so you'll hear the ideas of violin and guitar throughout, and also about dreams and aspirations. And it's quite a lovely piece.
So you're playing some very contemporary music.
Yes.
Is that, I think there are people, when they think of chamber music, do think of the classical period and think of something, you know, that sounds old. Mm-hmm. But tell us about this. I mean, are there a lot of people composing contemporary chamber music?
Oh, there's so many people. Mm-hmm. And we don't know all of them, obviously, we're just still seeking out new works that are being composed and that have been composed recently. Because there's just such a diversity of sound and genre mm-hmm. when it comes to the present day.
What do you like about it? I mean, I think that people would be surprised. A young group, they've been trained in classical music, they've come together, they're a quartet. Very, I guess a lot of people have very rigid notions of what mm-hmm. that is. What is it you like so much about the contemporary sound?
It's really hard to say because as I was saying, it's so varied. Mm-hmm. But I think that the pieces that we're playing on this concert, these contemporary pieces, are, for us, really emblematic of what we think American music is and has been. The Joplin-esque Bolcom pieces, I think, really recall that time, which is really cool for us. Mm-hmm. And then I think Corigliano has also a very American sound that takes cues from Barber and Copland and that generation of composers, which we love, but unfortunately, they didn't. I guess Barber has a string quartet, but mm-hmm. it's a great unique sound, American mm-hmm. sound. I think mm-hmm.
very exuberant.
Yeah, and very open sounding. So you can almost mm-hmm. imagine like the wide open plains of the United States. That's what I sort of imagine mm-hmm. when I think of mm-hmm. an American sound.
Well, maybe someday you'll compose a chamber music piece for Louisiana. Do you compose
yourself? I don't have any business composing at this point, but
perhaps
maybe.
You could commission something.
You never know. Yes. We are interested in doing that. So
all right. Any composers out there start composing for quartet.
It was commissioned and then premiered in Lafayette in a year.
Exactly, that's right. Thinking ahead, Mariusz.
Sons of Louisiana.
Yes. If you have tuned in, my guests are Mariusz Smoley, conductor and artistic director of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. They open their chamber music series this Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, and opening will be the Linden Quartet. My guest, Eric Wong, is a member of the Linden Quartet. He is from Lafayette, grew up, took lessons here, musical beginnings were here with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra as well, youth orchestra and the orchestra, and has gone off to graduate school and now makes his home in Cleveland where he plays with the quartet. Do you all tour a lot?
We do. We keep very busy. And I mean, we're sort of on tour now.
Yes.
So, but this summer we were all over. We were in Canada. We were in so many different states. It's hard to keep track.
Do y'all go in a van? Do you fly?
You know, we need to get a van because we have to pack so light and we have to really plan ahead because we all have just four-door sedans.
Yeah.
But we should get a van.
Absolutely. The Linden Quartet van. Maybe someone out there would like to get you a van. I could just see lovely decorations, you know, musical notes on the outside. Sounds good. Well, Eric, thank you all for coming and performing for us here in Lafayette, opening this season. I know we all look forward to it, to hear some great classical quartet music and some very contemporary American chamber music, and to remind us that tradition is very much alive. And Mariusz, you must be familiar with that literature as well, that great American chamber music literature.
Yes, now, I was in the professional string quartet for 7 or almost 8 years, and eventually we were named after the most prominent living Polish composer, Krzysztof Penderecki, and we were sort of obliged first to play his string quartet, as he wrote. At this time there were two, now there are 3 or 4. But we loved it from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that on the instrument that was made maybe 300 or 400 years ago, you can make sounds that are extremely contemporary, comparable to electric guitar, you know, and we really always enjoyed the challenge. And it is so much variety of sound the string quartet can create that is one of the inspirations for so many composers to write for string quartets. And, you know, every composer who writes big pieces, symphonies, big color works, they usually, I think 9 out of 10, they think in 4-voice structure. And string quartet is the perfect mirror of that. They think about the top sort of soprano voice. They think about the bottom bass voice and the two middle voices, their alto and tenor. And you know, this is really all what you need to write gorgeous music.
Well, and we did mention you play the viola in this quartet, Eric.
That's right.
Yes, you play that voice. And actually grew up playing mostly violin, but you're now with the viola.
Right.
Yeah. So Eric is the tenor of the quartet.
He's the tenor. Well, we'll look forward to hearing all of those gorgeous voices this Saturday. How can people get tickets for it, Mariusz?
You can get tickets in a variety of different ways. Going to our website is one way, www.acadianasymphony.org. You can get tickets at the door right before the concert. We have a special discount for students, children. Please come and join us 7:30 this Saturday.
Right, and a great inspiration for all of us, but particularly for young people who are starting off in music or thinking about music as a career or just love music. Great inspiration to see these young performers. Well, thank you both for coming by. Again, Mariusz Smoley, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, Eric Wong, a member of the Linden Quartet, returning to Lafayette to perform. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.